except for the snapshot.
Snapshot Wednesday, brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And now, this may feel like a little deja vu, but it's not. Now, last week, Steve, you might recall that we talked about a big F-350, this large work truck with low miles.
Yes.
And would you believe Tony found another one?
I know where you're going with this because I saw it online last night. It is.
Doesn't it look like that's what you'd want if you were going to war and you had to drive a vehicle in a battlefield? I'd want to be in this thing.
It's great at pulling stuff, you know, pulling trailers. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's got all these accessories. Get this. It's a 2017 Ford Super Duty F-350 Platinum with $65,000 worth of add-ons. And it only has 49,000 miles.
It's incredible. What I like about what Tony does on the online, especially, he gives you really good detailed pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Of the interior, because you think of a truck that size, you know, it's going to be trashed inside. It is immaculate. It's beautiful.
It'll give you a sound. A lot of guys like the sound of a diesel. This bad boy is a diesel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're responsible for this, but at the present time, I can't get Tony's website to load. Did we crash the site? Are so many people going to it?
You know, that's possible. Everybody trying to check out this. I mean, this is beyond rare. Come on.
Wow.
So visit tonysfairwayauto.com to see pictures of this incredible monster truck.
It really is. It's amazing.
Something else. All right, so it's a little different today. Stu Marcoon, he's busy working on some news stories, but he filled in earlier. He was in the spotlight. So Mike was a phone-a-friend. We figured Mike can be a phone-a-friend for you today if you need some help, Steve.
I don't think you'll need help.
I've got it made in the shade then.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
There's one that we all found kind of tricky. Stu, myself, probably you will too. So,
All right.
So if you need me, I'm here. I don't think you will.
Okay, let's get right to it. Here comes snapshot number one.
Oh, yeah. When I listened to Rock in the 80s with Mike Dow, it's Some Kind of Wonderful.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to snapshot number two.
ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. That's Michael Jackson.
Very good.
Right.
Human Nature. Moving on to snapshot number three.
Oh boy, it sounds like, what was his name? Billy Vera. What did you think?
Let me, before you give your answer, let me play it again for you.
It also sounds like that song, Tonight's the Night, We'll Make History. Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Yeah, I think the Billy Vera thing was live, and this one doesn't sound like a live thing. How about Styx? Is it Styx?
Yeah, Styx. You got it. Yes. All right.
Deal.
Well, you're one away from a grand slam, and Mike is standing by if you need assistance. Here is today's bonus.
That really fast pace. You got a piece of my heart. Da, 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 yeah, da.
Let me do it again for you. Yeah. Here it is.
Come on, baby, let's go. Do you know what song I'm talking about, Mike?
I'm not sure.
I got a piece of my heart.
You're thinking of Lover Boy, I think.
Yeah,
for the weekend.
That sounds like that. Does that sound like the beginning of that song?
Mm.
Kind of a rim shot.
Similar.
This is something you would hear in the Totally Rad 80s Hour Countdown. In fact, I think it has been featured, right?
Not too long ago, and that is the only way that I recognized it.
Okay, let me play it again for you one more time, Steve.
Yeah, that's the only song that's coming to mind, that kind of rim shot thing with Lover Boy. Any hints or clues, maybe?
Yeah, the singer is a Scottish lady.
And she's a lady.
She had a number of hits. She worked with
Sheena.
There you go.
What'd you say?
Sheena Easton. Oh my gosh.
Wow. So of all those names, see, your brain knew. Sheena, of course.
Very good. See, I incorrectly said that song was written by Prince. It was not. I know that they worked together. It was written by Charlie Dore and Julian Littman from the summer of 1984.
But he wrote one of the other songs she did, right?
He did.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, well, anyway.
Yay! Boy, thank you for the hit. I never would have got that one. And it's kind of a song I don't think of when I think of Sheena, but anyway, I think of The Morning Train. Yeah,
exactly.
Same here.
Well, a big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday. And now, boy, tomorrow's weird. There's a bit of a wrinkle in the forecast, and maybe you can explain why.
Yeah, you know what would be really fun, by the way, if you had that truck from Tony's, that 350 diesel, and you had that Grand Funk Road Railroad song cranked up to like 8 or 9 on the stereo. And you would feel like a big boy.
And the Star 97.7 logo slapped on the side of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ultimate radio station vehicle there right there.